college going pretty well for you, but you're supposed to buy textbooks. Oh yeah, you budgeted for like food and tuition and whatever, and then you start each semester and kind of forget there are supplies too. Let me help you with that frustration and tell you how I got free textbooks for several semesters. And also in some of the other semesters, how I got really cheap ones. Even one textbook I got was like $2, but it was like $9 shipping to get to me. That was like more expensive than the actual book. And do you really need every new updated edition of a textbook? Let's totally cut in half or a third or fourth or whatever your textbook bill and hopefully get you on the way to debt-free college.
Hey girl, welcome to Money and Mental Peace, a podcast for Christian college girls who are done with feeling overwhelmed by the weight of student loans, cramming for the next exam, and oh yeah, trying to figure out God's calling for your life. I get it. Don't worry, I got you. I know exactly how you feel. I'm Kara, a recovering overachiever and debt-free college graduate, and I'm going to help you find peace to quiet your racing thoughts. You will walk away equipped to bust anxiety, walk in God's purpose for your life, and even graduate college debt-free. So come on and enroll in the most stress-free and debt-free class you've ever attended, Money and Mental Peace. Grab your cold brew and TI-89 because class is now in session.
So you want to get free textbooks, eh? Or at least cheaper ones. I had heard of renting cheap textbooks, and we could probably discuss that in another episode if y'all want, but I didn't know about getting them for free. So let's see. Let's do a quick recap. I had been testing out of classes and doing part-time school until I had got a free ride scholarship, as I mentioned in the last episode, and started school as a full-blown college student. While I didn't really know what to major in, I did really enjoy learning like a lot of different things and my variety of prerequisites, such as like Spanish, chemistry, psychology, political science, English, calculus, etc. So what sometimes at colleges there is such thing as work study that you can be qualified for getting a job on campus to earn money to pay for college, and sometimes you have to specifically qualify for work study through FAFSA. Other times you can just get a job on campus. But I just got a job in our learning assistance lab as a math tutor. And I also joined the ballroom dance club, so that's a fun kind of activity, extracurricular thing. And I also became a writing fellow. Dun dun dun. cue the heavenly spotlight. Anyways, it turned out to be a great opportunity. So, not like a doctor fellow, like a fellowship. It's a little different. So apparently, if a student took the advanced composition course in my community college, that would be after like English 101 or just like the first English class, because normally you need two. So I'd take. So actually, I tested out of the first English class and then I took the advanced composition course. If someone did that and passed, then she could become a writing fellow, aka pretty much just a writing tutor in the writing center, plus get a class paid for every semester that she tutored. So some students could just get a class paid for, like, and proceed onward and tutor people. So they didn't get paid for each tutoring session, but it was comparable or even more to get like a class paid for. However, since I already had a full ride scholarship with the choir scholarship, I didn't need a class paid for. Thus, I was given the scholarship in the form of a gift card to the school bookstore for hundreds of dollars. So here's the deal. Students actually had to be recommended by a professor to take the course and start on this writing fellow path, then be interviewed before finally being accepted. But I was not recommended by a professor. So, remember in our last episode we talked about, like, bugging people politely and tactfully. It was time to take matters into my own hands. I reached out to a professor that had assigned a paper on which I had received a good grade. I mentioned the program and I asked to be recommended, and he did so. Honestly, some professors, it wasn't that they didn't, like, believe in me or believe in people. They just didn't always think of submitting certain students that could be recommended to be a writing fellow. So I had my interview about a week or so later. Initiating and just asking to be recommended turned out great for me. So I found out later that a lot of professors don't even think of it, like I mentioned. And then students don't even know how they can benefit. So please reach out of your comfort zone or everyday life and just ask, just inquire after these things. Don't assume you don't qualify or can't ask for recommendations specifically, you know, or see if some scholarship guidelines can be changed because of certain circumstances, like I mentioned last time in episode 3. So also, my faith has played like a great role in this college journey. We've talked about that. And this specifically reminds me of a Bible verse. In Matthew 7:7-8, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened." So, basically, I know that we've talked also about pressure and anxiety through this. I'm not here trying to bash on you on something else you need to stick in your life. Maybe that knocking and the door will be open just needs to be asking God to direct your steps in front of an instance like this that you could get textbooks paid for or ask about certain things. Maybe when you're at your local bookstore or your college bookstore to get paper or something, ask if there's any sort of program with cheaper textbooks, but you don't have to stress over it ahead of time. Believe me, I understand how that feels. Just one small step at a time. So anyways, I was a writing fellow for a couple semesters. I had money for all of my textbooks and a lot of other supplies that I needed. And honestly, I just remembered that I still have some money on my community college's bookstore gift card. Yeah, that was a long time ago. I don't know if I used all of it. I know that I went back later and just got like a shirt and just like some office supplies and a bracelet thing because I still had money left over that I didn't use for textbooks. Or some people I knew had their friends pay them for this gift card. So the friends just got cash to use for whatever, and then their friends got the bookstore gift card and could buy books with it. Anyways, so that's how I got free textbooks for college. This is kind of a short session today, a little mini one to add a bonus for you guys, but I hope it really encouraged you. And if you're interested in learning more about how I help students plan out how they're going to graduate debt-free, be aware that I also do coaching. You can reach out to me at info@moneyandmentalpeace.com. And, you know, we could go through this together, looking on your school's website, checking out, you know, what options there might be available for cheaper textbooks. I just was talking about free textbooks in this instance, but there are also great opportunities to rent textbooks online through Amazon, Chegg, or Netbooks. And we could go through that together as well. I've found some great deals, like $2, $9, $20 for a textbook. Yeah. So hit me up and see you next time. Thanks. Hey, girl. Okay, so before you run off to calculus, if this podcast has brought you any encouragement, would you please write a review on iTunes or take a screenshot, post it in your Insta stories, and tag me? Let's tell the rest of our stressed sisters that more money and peace can be attained outside of the conventional way of doing college. See you next time. Love and prayers, Kara.